I mean, we submitted an offer, as you do in a real estate transaction. Our realtor knew that she'd been involved in charitable efforts in the community, and that she, you know, would likely be sympathetic to, you know, what we were trying to do, and so that's why we included that supplemental information. And my understanding is she was aware, and you know, until this neighborhood kind of backlash, which again, I don't blame the neighborhood for. I think there was a lot of misinformation, and people, you know, didn't have any reason to believe otherwise. So I really don't blame the neighborhood. But until that kind of broke out, I mean, it was, you know, a very normal real estate transaction with two willing parties. What I don't want to happen, I don't want the lesson to necessarily be that a recovery home can't be in a residential area, because, you know, one thing this has brought to light for me is that there's a very strong social stigma around addiction and recovery. And I know people have an image of a drug addicted convict that's this, you know, dangerous person. It's almost like this archetype that people think of when they think of addiction, and it's just not what I see at all. So I think we started this to provide a service, but I think it's important for us to fight the stigma too. And I think there are some very valid concerns. I mean, I think the fact that we didn't have our business plan fully developed, I mean, I think that's a very valid point. And I wouldn't want something like this open next to me unless I had assurances that it was going to be run well. Kind of what I want to get from this meeting tomorrow too is under what circumstances would you be comfortable, or would you be, would it be acceptable to you to have a recovery home in your neighborhood? And that's one of the big things that I want to get from the neighbors. But we'll also be meeting as a board, you know, either before or after that meeting, and our next official meeting's on the 7th. And we need to look at our options. I mean, it's clear the next place we go into, we'll need to be more proactive, more prepared with neighbors. We need to get back with the planning department and just kind of, you know, see what our other options are. If we look at commercial, industrial, you know, I think everything's on the table, but I'm listening to all sides, but to me, the moral of the story isn't that these don't belong in residential neighborhoods. I think we need to, you know, we need to look at all options and think about what's best to serve the community and serve the population that we're doing this for. But we can't shy away from, you know, defending, you know, people in the recovery community as people who deserve, you know, fair treatment, deserve to be part of society.